local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Our final hour of the program on a Monday. Welcome into Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive each and every evening. We appreciate it. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-2626-111. We start with our top three stories, as we always do. And we start in Delaware, where Hunter Biden's federal firearms case is in the hands of a jury now, as the judge gave instructions to start deliberations after the prosecution and defense wrapped up closing arguments today. Defense resting without Hunter Biden taking the stand. The prosecution did recall FBI agent Erica Jensen to the stand before finishing their rebuttal. The Biden administration today is requesting a vote by the UN Security Council on the latest ceasefire proposal to end the fighting in Gaza. Israel has accepted the proposal that would require the release of some hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a six-week deal.
The best way, the most effective way to get everyone home, including the American hostages, is through this proposal, is through the ceasefire deal that's on the table right now. That's what we're focused on. That's what we're determined to see achieved.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he says Hamas has yet to respond to the offer. And the heat dome across the states. Extreme heat continuing to impact the West, and it will move eastward throughout the week. Excessive heat warnings in effect for parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada extending through Wednesday. The National Weather Service says the scorching temperatures will move into the central parts with Colorado and Kansas in the triple digits by Thursday. Currently in the east region, Florida, all the way up to New England, seeing temperatures in the 90s. It's very hot out, and it's June 10th, so yeah, it's summertime here in the U.S. of A. And so look at our top three stories today. Local headlines, a lot happening there right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Again, that's allstate.com. Looking at our traffic and weather here, not a ton going on the roads. We did have some issues on Pine Forest Road late last hour, maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But all of those spots have just about cleared up. The only spot where you're going to have issues currently is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River. There's just a little bit of issues there. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
The weather over the next several days will be warm and humid with a chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. Although rain chances are pretty small, it's not like widespread heavy rain all day, but a pop-up shower will be possible. Highs will be in the low 90s, overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking here at our local headlines today, an Okaloosa County judge heard arguments this morning that seek to dismiss lawsuits centered around 60,000 text messages from Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh, attorneys from P&J parent company Gannett. Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduini believe the lawsuits are frivolous and that the county should be sanctioned and forced to pay attorney fees.
Almost all the cases that involve replevin and conversion that are cited by us or by the county involve employment or business relationships, not this stunning, frankly, context where you're trying to go in and seize news gathering materials in a newsroom.
That from the Gannett attorney there. There is no specific date, but Okaloosa County Judge Jonathan Schlechter is expected to issue a ruling in the near future. A few updates from Santa Rosa County. The Sheriff Bob Johnson will be holding a news conference tomorrow discussing more on a tragic case of domestic violence last night.
The individual shot his wife and then turned and shot himself, committing suicide. Mm. So our prayers go out to the family members of both of those individuals. Very unfortunate incident.
That's Chief Deputy Randy Tift on with Andrew this morning. This happened on Adrian Way around 8:15 last night. Also, Santa Rosa County Commissioners having their committee meetings today. Couple of notable headlines here. The commissioners say they will support an extension of the lease agreement with Juanas Pagodas. Scores of residents and employees turned out to the Tiger Point Community Center today in what was, in the lead-up, expected to be a contentious meeting after last month. Commissioner James Calkin spoke out against extending the lease and said that he would look to bring ideas, perhaps opening up for other businesses to submit proposals to generate more money for the county. Ultimately, though, he says that he had a meeting with the business owners and reversed course.
I believe that they are some of the reason we have, you know, a lot of people that have, you know, moved to the beach and choose to call this place home. I mean, they have created paradise in Navarre Beach. And so I commend them for that. And so I've decided I'm going to be supporting them.
And Juana's sought the extension in order to obtain grant funding to put solar panels up. So with the action coming up Thursday, the lease will go in effect through 2055. Also, it can be described as confusing and a bit archaic. Since the 1980s, Santa Rosa County has had an ordinance that charges business owners an occupational license tax. The fees can range anywhere from around $20 to nearly $2,000. The amount you pay depends on the type of business. Even fortune tellers and traveling circuses have to pay up.
When you talk about the intangible, the spirit of saying, letting our small business owners know that, hey, we stand with you and we stand behind you. And for that, we're going to do everything possible to show you that we're supporting our businesses.
Commission Chairman Sam Parker says the board will hold a public hearing on July 25th to discuss the idea of repealing that tax. We'll take a break there, 6:19. A look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the OLF-8 deal and the progress there, plus Project Dynamo, a 25-acre deal for, you know, maybe a couple of hundred jobs and $35 million of investment and $5 million of payroll, something that could be the first thing to come on that property. Also talked about a bad TSA line this morning at the airport due to some equipment being down, and the new boat ramp coming to Perdido opening up next week. You can listen to all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Summer's here, and there aren't too many people that wake up each morning and say, I think I'd like to buy a new air conditioning system. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. No one wants to encounter the experience and inconvenience of replacing their home's air conditioning system, and we understand that. That's why we do everything in our power to make the experience pleasant and uncomplicated, and most of all, worry-free. All of our American Standard systems come with a 3-year parts and labor warranty, and we have systems that fit any home on any budget. If you need a new air conditioning system for your home, call me. We're here to serve you.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It's been pretty smooth sailing early on here in this 6 o'clock hour. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with any problems wherever you may be on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
It was quicker than I expected it would be.
Look for a mix of sun and clouds over the next several days with a chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up each day. Rain chances are not very high, but it is possible something fires up, mainly during the afternoon hours. Highs are going to be in the low 90s, just a touch cooler along the immediate coastal areas, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Excuse me. All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:24 here on News Radio Pensacola. Look at our state headlines. A lot happening here. So, of course, Friday, we talked about this throughout the afternoon with the shark attacks happening in Walton County. The International Shark Attack File, they are based out of Gainesville, I believe. They weighing in on those attacks. Dr. Gavin Naylor says...
So it's either a bull shark or a tiger shark because of the nature of the injuries. And given that bull sharks are known to occur in fairly high abundance in that area, we think it's most likely a bull shark.
A 45-year-old woman lost her lower left arm in the other attack 4 miles away. It involved 17 and 15-year-old girls. One of the victims lost a hand and part of a leg. Dr. Naylor says it's a good idea to head to dry land if you see bait fish in the water.
And a veto by Governor Ron DeSantis being called a win for Florida's growing hemp industry. He vetoed Senate Bill 1698 that would have imposed further restrictions on hemp sales in the state of Florida. Under the measure, certain hemp products containing euphoria-inducing chemicals such as Delta-8 and Delta-9 would have been banned. DeSantis says the regulations would impose debilitating regulatory burdens on small businesses, and he wants lawmakers to propose similar legislation next year, but with input from stakeholders.
Also, Governor DeSantis says a record $1.25 billion will be included for teacher salary increases in the new budget for the next fiscal year. It starts in July.
Since 2020, we've invested over $3 billion in teacher pay initiatives. The average minimum teacher salary is over $48,000, so that's up from about $39,000 5 years ago.
He says this is an increase of nearly $250 million over the current budget. He also says the money can only be used to boost salaries for teachers and nobody else.
And dozens of firefighters have been busy throughout the day battling a three-alarm fire at an apartment complex in Miami.
We went to a defensive strategy because it is too dangerous for the firefighters to work inside at this point. We're working together with police. We're trying to account for all the number of residents, how many lived in the building. We're working with Red Cross.
What makes things more complicated is the fact that someone inside the building was found with a gunshot wound. Two firefighters were also hospitalized, and the apartment complex is located just off I-95 and the Miami River. Crews have been taking water from the river to douse the building.
Attorney General Ashley Moody announcing a new partnership with Crime Stoppers, as the state of Florida has about 20,000 unsolved homicides on the books, some dating back decades. They're launching a new tool that'll hopefully lead to at least some answers. Decks of playing cards, each with information about an unsolved homicide, will be distributed to jails and prisons around the state.
Perpetrators of long-gone cold cases often think they've gotten away with it. And I hope today is a reminder to them that they should never feel safe, they should never feel free, because we will continue to pursue them.
The cards contain information on homicides dating back to 1979. Victims range in age from 2-year-old Rashonda McGuire, whose body was found in Columbia County back in 1988, to 86-year-old Helen McPherson, beaten to death in her home in Vero Beach back in 2006. I'm not sure where they got the idea from. What do you think of the idea of playing cards in jails and prisons?
I don't know. They're easy to distribute. A deck of cards, you know.
Gives the inmates something to do, and maybe one of them just happens to look down and see something and says, oh, I know something about that.
Not only that, but, I mean, there's a lot of cards in a deck, so you can cover a lot of cases with this. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a creative idea.
Yeah.
Here nationally, federal prosecutor star witness expected back on the stand again today in New York City in the Senator Menendez corruption trial. Business executive Jose Uribe confirmed prosecutors' claims that last Friday he confirmed last Friday that he bribed Menendez back in 2018 with a Mercedes convertible through Menendez's wife, Nadine. He claimed he had a deal worth up to $250,000 to pay the veteran Democrat in exchange for getting him to intervene in an insurance fraud investigation. The FBI found gold bars and stacks of cash in Menendez's home in Englewood Cliffs, and he has pleaded not guilty.
House Republicans are moving forward with their push to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
Republicans are demanding Garland turn over the audio tapes of President Biden's interviews with the special counsel who led the investigation into the president's handling of classified material. The Justice Department has handed over transcripts but has refused to turn over the audio tapes, arguing that witnesses may be less likely to cooperate in future investigations if they know their interviews might be made public. The House is preparing for floor votes on contempt resolutions against Garland later this week. I'm Lisa Carton.
And officials in Oregon say 4 people hospitalized Saturday after a bull escaped during a rodeo. It happened at the sold-out 84th Sister Rodeo, just about 22 miles north of Bend. Video shows the bull jumping over a barrier in the rodeo's arena and then charging into the rodeo grounds. A rodeo goer can be seen being charged and flipped by the bull on one of the videos from the event, and she just so happened to be wearing red, unfortunately. All 4 of those taken to the hospital have been discharged and are now back home.
Let's see what else we got going on here. The Baltimore Shipping Channel back open as of today. It was expected to reopen over the weekend, but the Coast Guard said the channel still needed to undergo more dredging before ships could pass through. When the bridge collapsed, it sent about 50,000 tons of debris into the water. 6:30, we'll take a break there. Sports headlines, news and notes, health, business and science, entertainment, pop culture and more coming back.
News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. Former President Trump has finished a mandatory pre-sentencing interview virtually from Florida.
Most defendants do have to attend the meeting in person, but Judge Juan Merchan granted an exemption in this case. The report can also help Trump's defense. The New York court system says the pre-sentence report is a chance for the defendant's lawyer to say good things about the defendant.
Fox's Eric Schahn. The less than half-hour session described as routine and uneventful. Senator Maggie Hassan hopeful after the U.N. Security Council approves a ceasefire proposal in the Israel-Hamas war.
In the past, as you know, Hamas has broken ceasefires and not complied with their end of the agreement. It's imperative, though, that we continue to work to get this negotiated ceasefire.
She spoke on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Amid possible issues with the electronic stability control system, Stellantis is recalling nearly 212,000 SUVs and pickups. The vehicle maker said the concerns stem from a defective anti-lock braking system that in turn deactivates the stability control system, which could cause problems steering in emergency situations when the driver loses control of the vehicle, as on icy or flooded roads. Models on the recall list are the 2022 Ram 2500 and 3500, and the 2022 Dodge Durango. News today that KKR and CrowdStrike will soon join the S&P 500 has those stocks sharply higher today. Investment company KKR, also known as Colbert Kravis Roberts, rallied 11%, while shares of cybersecurity company CrowdStrike leaped 7.3%. Those companies plus GoDaddy will join the broad S&P 500 on June 24th. Stocks were higher today. The S&P 500 up 13 points. The NASDAQ ahead by 59, both notching fresh closing highs.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Caitlin Clark was left off Team USA's roster for the 2024 Olympics. The USA squad couldn't obviously win a gold medal without Clark, as the women's basketball team is 54-0 with 7 gold medals in the Olympics since 1996. However, leaving Clark off the roster is bad for the sport. Caitlin right now is not only the biggest draw in women's hoops, but she's one of the more popular athletes in any sport on the planet, and a lot more people would tune in if she were playing. I'm Zach Gelb.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Got a car-loving dad? Nice. We've got a Father's Day sale. Right now, our Armor All Ultimate 8-Piece Bucket Kit is just $25. That's soap, a wash mitt, wheel cleaner, tire shine, glass wipes, and interior wipes. Plus, a bucket to use for the wash. All for just $25 at the AutoZone Father's Day sale. Now through the 16th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
State Senator Doug Broxson, Florida House Representatives Michelle Salzman, Alex Andrade, Dr. Joel Rudman, and Pat Maney. What do they all have in common? They'll answer your questions live on WSRE's Legislative Review. Simulcast on News Radio Pensacola. Email your questions to info@WSRE.com or message WSRE on Facebook. Then watch WSRE or listen to News Radio Pensacola tonight at 7 p.m. for Legislative Review. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I read the news today, oh boy. 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be much going on this hour. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
The weather over the next several days will be warm and humid with a chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. Although rain chances are pretty small, it's not like widespread heavy rain all day, but a pop-up shower will be possible. Highs will be in the low 90s, overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:38 now at News Radio Pensacola. Some big games happening tonight, right, Austin?
Yes, that is true. Let's see. So we've got the Stanley Cup Finals Game 2, Oilers at Panthers. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on ABC. Panthers are up in that game 1-0. And we've got a lot going on in baseball, starting with, we'll start with the MLB game because that started first. This is televised and it's a local team, so best of both worlds. The Rays and Orioles, that game started late last hour on FS1. They are tied at 2 heading into the fourth, so that's going to be one to keep an eye on. And we also had the last game, deciding the final team of the Men's College World Series. It's been all ACC and SEC, and of course, the final matchup between an ACC team and SEC team. Georgia out to an early 2-0 lead in the bottom of the second. As I said, last team to be decided in the College World Series with the winner of this game, and you can catch that on ESPN. Speaking of games that aren't happening tonight but happened yesterday, it's Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Celtics escaped the Mavs 105-98. They are now up 2-0 in the series, continuing on Wednesday night with Game 3 in Dallas. Man, Celtics just I lost faith in them. I hoped they would fail because I hate the Celtics. But then you got the Mavs. I didn't think they were a contender. They proved us all wrong, all just to remind us of why we didn't think they were a contender in the first place. Ain't that right, Joe?
At least through the first two games, yeah. I mean, I think there's been a couple of uncharacteristic things, namely I mean, Luka, I wouldn't say. I mean, yeah, he's a ball dominant player, but he's not much of a turnover guy. He generally takes pretty good care of the basketball, but he got a lot of turnovers last night. And then Kyrie Irving just didn't play well. I mean, he's been playing great all series, all playoffs long. And then Dallas role players not hitting the open looks that they did get,
and free throw troubles as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah, and that's something that Luka specifically has struggled with as long as he's been in the league.
Yeah, so just
and yeah,
a lot of issues.
And then the Celtics, of course, they're deeper. When Jason Tatum is their fourth best player, and they're still beating you, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Now you know we'll see what happens. We got the next two games in Dallas, so you know maybe Dallas can come back 2-2. But you're gonna have to win at least one in Boston. So.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You know, being down 2-0 on the road is one thing, especially when you are expected to be the underdog. But you're back home. We got to see something from you. And then we've got the WNBA announcing talking about a big surge in attendance and viewership this season. The league announced that May was its highest attended opening month in 26 years. Joe, we discussed last hour. They were founded in 96, but their first season began in 97. So, you know, 2024 minus 26, that's 98. So until it was a very new league.
Yeah.
Networks that air WNBA games also each had the most watched start of the season ever. Games on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, and CBS are averaging just over 1.32 million viewers. That's almost tripling last season's average. And, of course, this news comes, you know, primary thanks to Caitlin Clark, who was rejected from the starting lineup of the women's Olympic basketball team, a very controversial move. I personally don't think so when you look at the names that got it.
Not even the starting lineup. She's not on the team, period.
Well, I know she was listed as like an alternate or something.
No, but that's in case of injury, though.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. She's like an understudy. But when you actually look at the lineup of players, you see a lot of relatively big names there. Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu. Like, there's several big ones.
No, the WNBA, and what will help is with the expansion of the league and and the buzz that has been generated by Caitlin Clark is, I think, overall, over the years, the part of the Caitlin Clark effect is going to be that the talent pool is going to generally get better over the years. And so that's good. But, yeah, no, definitely, like, the WNBA always has the high-end talent. Now, whether there's an argument to be had over whether Caitlin Clark should have been on the team regardless, I mean, I can certainly have that and agree that, you know, and you mentioned Diana Taurasi, who is 41, and she is not contributing like she has been. Caitlin Clark does have better numbers than Diana Taurasi. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
And the argument that, well, you know, if you're on an Olympic team, it's because of merit and it's the 12 best players. Well, not necessarily. You can go back to the original Dream Team of 1992. And
there's multiple stories.
And there's some goodwill to be had. There's some things about team spirit and just like, hey, maybe somebody at the network, NBC, just gets in the ear of the head of USA Basketball and says, hey, why don't you do us a solid, help out our ratings by putting this person on the team? You know, I wonder if that conversation happened. There's no question that Caitlin Clark being on the team and getting any sort of minutes would bring in viewers. So, you know, you can say missed opportunity there, or you can say, hey, no rookie made the team. So this isn't just calling out Caitlin Clark, you know, so whatever. Ultimately, not a huge deal. And for her personally, what we discussed last hour, is that really since the beginning of her last college season, she has been just nonstop basketball, basketball, basketball because of such the quick turnaround from when the NCAA tournament ended to when she was drafted and then the preseason and then the WNBA season began. She hasn't had a real solid break, so she's going to get a month off from any sort of, you know, serious. So, you know, she may just elect, you know, I'm just going to go home to mom and dad's house in Iowa, Des Moines, and I'm just going to lay low, watch the girls do their thing, root them on, and then just take a well-deserved break.
Well, so, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people who didn't watch the WNBA before Caitlin Clark came along were even like, oh, my God, the season's already starting? I mean, there was no hesitation, and they didn't know.
It was like 3 weeks after they were, like, doing preseason games,
Let's see. Lastly here, right before traffic and weather, Scottie Scheffler's dominance continues.
He's
insane. He won the Memorial Tournament by one stroke over Colin Morikawa yesterday, and he joins Tiger Woods as the only player to win the Memorial, the Masters, and Players' Championship in the same year. So, of course, quite exclusive and elite company there.
And it's not, you know, it's not the energy and the crowd fervor of Tiger in the early 2000s, but just the play on the course these last 2 months. Scottie has had that Tiger-esque run of just, hey, if he's in the field, it's more than likely than not that he's going to be at the top of the leaderboard Sunday by 6 o'clock p.m. I mean, it's just how it is right now.
That's a fair take. 6:45 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Nothing's going on the roads. Joe, so how's the weather look?
It's mostly cloudy. Doesn't look like there's any rain in the forecast. Overnight tonight, we'll get down to around 74. Sunny and high of 91 on Tuesday. Apple CEO Tim Cook says that the company is bringing AI to its iPhone, Mac, and other products. Here's a little of what he had to say.
Another key part of personalizing iOS is about keeping you in control of your privacy.
Using Apple Intelligence, the company says it wants to use the existing generative AI tools already on the market, but make it personalized for Apple users. This was at the Worldwide Developers Conference, where Cook says Apple's priority is to make it intuitive and easy to use while also being grounded in your personal context.
And today's Nothing Burger for you. Researchers say that adopting a healthier diet could reduce the risk of premature death by nearly a third. Shocking, I know. A new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that eating a planet-healthy diet cut land use by 51% and greenhouse gas emissions by 29%, while also extending people's lives. That diet consists of mostly fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.
Yeah, I read that and I was like, okay, that's basically like the Daniel diet. If you're not familiar with that, so there's a the Daniel, like the biblical character Daniel,
right?
In the Bible, he does this fast, or he does this meal where it's basically like beans and then fruit and veggies, and like that's it. And so people will do this, you know, whether it's for health reasons or whether it's try to just maybe lose some weight or whatever. And I read that. I was like, okay, so basically they're saying, hey, if you do the Daniel diet,
you'll live longer.
You'll live longer. So, you know, maybe that's something you should entertain.
Yeah, I don't know.
As you're drinking your what is it? Your Coke?
It's a Diet Coke, yes.
Yeah. So, let's see. Pop culture notes. Dick Van Dyke. Yes, he's still kicking around, literally. Because, as you said, he's still kind of moves around like he's in Mary Poppins.
He was on the red carpet with a youthful stride, I'd say.
Yeah, so he's now the oldest daytime Emmys winner in history. If I can move like him at 98, like I am when I'm 48, I'll be happy. he won the statue for his guest role in the soap opera Days of Our Lives.
We're not really hyping ourselves up as people to listen to about health, even when we're saying the research came from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it looks like Young Singles. Now that's someone that you want to listen to us about that.
There we go.
Looks like Young Singles might not be using dating apps as much. A recent report from Eventbrite found that young people are seeking out in-person events more and more to meet their partners. The event management platform says fatigue from the endless swiping on dating apps is causing Gen Z and millennials to turn to more authentic settings like hobby groups in their search for a partner. Almost half of the Gen Z participants that were surveyed said that connecting with others who have similar interests is one of the biggest challenges with online dating.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I know that you will not go of your own accord.
Okay.
But if I forced you to come up with any sort of hobby group that you knew people would be at, what one would you go to?
Oh,
like, you do,
gosh.
You have to go. What would your hobby group be?
I don't know, man. Doing nothing? People that don't want to be here?
No cop-outs. What would your... you know what your interests are. You know what you do in your free time.
You know, honestly, I think I do know. Now, a hobby group, I don't know about hobbies. I will say, though, like, as far as just the demographic of folks, maybe, like socially awkward people. Like, if they are there, because I'm not really socially awkward when I have to talk to somebody, but I'm not going to seek them out. So I think I'm pretty easy
introvert.
To talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I place myself in a position, even though I don't want to be there, I think I'm going to be easier to, like, get a conversation going than other people, and that may make me look appealing to the masses. See what I'm saying?
Well, listen, when we hired you for the show, prerequisite number one was appeal to the masses. So
yes.
You have nothing to worry about on that front.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very sweet of you. And prosecutors in the Tupac Shakur murder trial are reportedly calling on a celebrity witness. They're trying to convince rapper Foxy Brown to testify against suspect Dwayne Davis. According to a report by the U.S. Sun, the prosecution is currently building a witness list to counter Davis's defense strategy. He's the only living person that has ever been charged with killing the prolific rapper, and he claims that everything he's ever written about his involvement in Tupac's death were lies to sell his autobiography.
6:50, we'll take a break there. Recapping our top stories, wacky stories, good news as well, coming up next.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests
pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
All the big national news in a conversation with Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 6:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. The last one for this hour and the last one for this evening. Looking at the roads here, it's been a very smooth sailing hour, and that appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
The weather over the next several days will be warm and humid with a chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. Although rain chances are pretty small, it's not like widespread heavy rain all day, but a pop-up shower will be possible. Highs will be in the low 90s, overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. By the way, speaking of Channel 3 weather, our friend of the program, he supplies us with newscasts every now and then. Well, no mas, because Joe Neubauer is moving on to bigger, better things. He announced yesterday that he's headed to Oklahoma City. I'd never met him in person, only some interaction with him on social media, but, you know, I enjoyed seeing him on the television, you know? It's like,
yeah,
Alan's a nice guy, a good, cheery guy, and Joe certainly had that aura about him as well, so... yesterday, the 10 o'clock p.m. newscast was his final newscast for Channel 3, so we'll miss getting to see and hear him on the show. Recapping the day's top stories, Hunter Biden's federal firearms case is now in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments were earlier today. Hunter Biden did not testify today. The Biden administration is a requesting a vote by the UN Security Council on the latest ceasefire proposal to end the fighting in Gaza. They say, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, that Israel has accepted the deal. It would require the release of some hostages and a 6-week ceasefire. Hamas reportedly is yet to respond. And excessive heat, no, it's not just a Pensacola, Florida thing. It's happening all over the country. Excessive heat warnings in part for California, Arizona, and Nevada. And they say that they, being the National Weather Service, that the heat dome will just continue to push eastward over the week. So triple digits in many states here this week in June. So yeah, summer right around the corner. We're already feeling it, though.
Yes.
That's a look at our top stories. A couple of viral videos from the weekend, and I think one of them was late last week. We talked about the first video here in our national news. Thank God that there were four people injured, but none of them seriously, and that they were able to leave the hospital quickly. But there, have you seen the video yet of the bull exiting the rodeo stage or rodeo arena? Flying over the railing there and just sending people sitting in that area scattering. So I saw that one, and then on X there was another thread of some more videos from different angles. One of them was actually outside the arena, kind of in the common area with restrooms and concessions, and there was a handful of people standing there, and a lot of them noticed the bull coming that way, so they scattered and got out of the way. Unfortunately, there were three people, two men and one woman, who didn't. The woman was wearing red, and she got nailed, man. She just goes straight up in the air a couple of times, bounces on the bull's head, and then comes down. Luckily, didn't get trampled, because she came really close to getting trampled by the bull. But when I saw that, I was like, man, that's a serious injury. But nope, she was hospitalized and then able to be released within short order. So that's great to hear here. Also in our wacky stories, did you see the video of the parent who himself the story about her at his daughter's graduation?
God, what a jerk. Yes, I did see that.
So there's a young lady who is graduating high school. She's got her cap and gown on. She's walking across the stage. Some of the dignitaries there, school board members, and the superintendent, who happens to be black, is standing there. A middle-aged white man in a ball cap suddenly approaches the stage from the right-hand side of the video, and then doesn't say anything, just extends his arms out, grabs kind of the shoulders of the black superintendent, and then just pushes him back off the receiving line. The girl is walking towards that and is confused at first and realizes it's her dad, and she's like, what in the world is going on? And then you just see like the realization look on her face change,
and when
she realizes what her dad's doing. And just the look of embarrassment that gets on her face. It happened in Wisconsin. Police say that the parent, Matthew Eddy, is now charged with disorderly conduct. He faces a $1,000 fine and 90 days in prison. You're saying yes to a hefty fine, but probably no prison time if you were the judge.
No, I mean, because all he did, like, we can talk about his intentions. We can talk about how it's wrong. I mean, it definitely is, but he just put his, you know, he put his hands on somebody and guided him out of the way. It's not like he's some, you know, total loose cannon, but he's a jerk for sure.
Yeah. All right. Good news. There was a kite surfer in California that had to be rescued. He got stranded and used rocks in the sand to spell out help. Thankfully, some people were riding in a private helicopter, saw the message, and called authorities.